Roger Long, so much happening. It's just really amazing when you look at the scope of things that are going on that are yelling to be covered, and doing our best here to bring it all to you. Standing by right now to talk to us from Hong Kong is Yoichi Shimatsu, whose latest article is right up there at the top. Interesting title. You got to read it. Commando Strike in Parkland is a polygon puzzle. Very interesting and superior writing as always. No one connects dots like Yoshi does. How do you do it?
Well, this case is very simple. Everyone involved in the Florida shooting or in any kind of publicity, all these false claims and all that, is Jewish. This is like a total pro-Israeli Hasidic Jewish, that means ultra-Orthodox Jewish operation. It's a paramilitary operation. They do this stuff all the time in the West Bank, in Gaza, and unfortunately Americans are sort of tuned out of the Palestinian issue or Lebanon or whatever, all the areas where the Israelis pull their hijinks. So what I'm trying to say is this, you know, the occupation and genocide against Palestinians come home to America in Little Israel. That whole area is overrun. You know, ever since
very
Meyer
Jewish,
Lansky, that
very
huge
Jewish
gangster,
area.
You know,
historic,
the gangster of Meyer Lansky.
Of course, historically a Jewish area. Look, this is you've said several things that are extremely important already. These paramilitary type operations. Let's say if you don't agree, that's fine. But consider for a minute that it might just be. Are second nature to the Israeli Defense Forces, the Mossad, Shin Bet, whatever. These are very easy operations for them to pull off, if in fact they did it. I wasn't there, I can't tell you. But all the hallmarks are there. Just read Yoshi's article. They're all there, all of them.
Well, probably the majority, or let's say the plurality inside the Israeli Defense Force, IDF, are Americans. They're dual citizens, you know, from New York, Baltimore, and from Florida.
Yes.
You know, we're talking about these guys. They go out and kill people, arrest people, torture people. They come back to America after 2 years of doing that and go back to their jobs. They're living right next door to you, okay? Right. So these are, you know, this is, it's an incredible situation that's been allowed to go on and on and on. And now these people, it's so deeply ingrained with, in these people, they can get away with anything, including murder and mayhem.
They have no pedophilia.
They do whatever they want, and they're untouchable. You know, the law enforcement won't get them. The governments won't go after them. The UN will not go after them. So what happened in Florida is a typical operation. You know, what I really caught my, got in my crawl right at the beginning, is that there was no visual sighting of the chief suspect, Nicholas Cruz.
Okay? Nobody saw Cruz. Nobody saw Cruz.
No one saw him there. He's not on any video camera there. He supposedly escaped with the students, which meant he would have had to have been seen. This is a high security school. There's video camera all over the place. He was never seen entering the premises. No alarm went off when he went. He supposedly in. He should have been seen coming in, going out, and.
Absolutely. I hope we haven't lost Yoshi. I wouldn't be surprised. They don't want to hear this kind of information on the radio. All right, let's see what happens. That was sounded to me like a real deliberate cutoff. All right, that's the phone now disconnecting, so we're going to call him back. The essay in question, Commando Strike in Parkland, is a polygon puzzle. And mentioning the fact that this is a heavily Jewish area is not anti-Semitic in any way, shape, or form. It is simply stating the facts. Mentioning that the IDF is involved in operations like this and has been since its inception is not anti-Semitic. It is a fact. This is what these people do. Dual citizens go over there and act one way, come over here, and they can act just the same way if they're instructed to do so. Dual citizenship. Where do the allegiances lie when you're a dual citizen?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, we got you back. You were gone for the last minute and a half.
Yeah, sorry for that. Yeah, I might have hit the wrong button.
All right. Yeah, sounded like it was cut off, but At any rate,
the point is, Yoshi,
that this is, you just made it, and let me reiterate it. Nicholas Cruz was not seen by one student or one teacher or one security cam with a gun. Period. How does that happen?
He wasn't seen anywhere near the school, with or without a gun or anything like that. So the only sighting of the gun...
Get up on the phone a little closer. Yoshi, get up on the phone a little closer.
Okay. The one sighting, okay, was by a school teacher on the third floor. She described what she saw was a man in full metal gear. At first, she thought it was a policeman, and she realized it wasn't. He was wearing a bulletproof jacket, you know, with metal.
Gosh darn it. Okay, Todd, call him back again. That was a very poor connection compared to the first one we had. The first one was marvelous. And let me repeat what he just said. The only person to claim to have seen the shooter was a teacher on the third floor who saw somebody in full metal. That means bulletproof vest, leggings, the whole thing. There was a full body armor suit, all right, including a mask, a black mask. So you don't see through a black face mask. What does that tell you? No witnesses. How are you going to convict this kid? No witnesses. Oh, he bought guns. Okay, so what? Maybe he was told to. All right, let's see how you sound now.
Okay, I hope that's working.
We're back to the good-sounding audio like we had in the first part. Let's see how long it lasts.
Okay.
I just repeated what you said. Nobody's
problems on these connections. You know, this is a very sensitive issue, obviously, okay?
Very.
So, there's been a lot of suppression of news, things you found online, let's say the day after the shooting, have been scrubbed, erased. So this is a very, very sensitive. This is a major play, political play going on. So we have to understand the whole elections, the midterm elections, is depending on how the Florida school issue works out, whether the disinformation as planned is going to work, or whether the skeptics who are based on reality, okay, real investigation, are going to win out. That's going to decide the midterm elections.
And so far, the real investigation, Yoshi, so far the real investigation, you just said it, nobody but one teacher saw a shooter and reported it as a witness, and the shooter had a black mask, black face mask on.
Three gunmen. Because the reason they can do that, the school is spread out in different buildings.
Correct.
So the students realize there are gunmen in three different buildings. Three alarms went off to open the classroom doors, okay?
Exactly. Now, this guy was in full metal.
So the students understood that there were three gunmen, okay?
Yeah. He was in full bulletproof armor, had a black face mask on. Yeah. How are you going to convict Nicholas Cruz on that basis?
That's what's so amazing. The teacher actually saw him gunning down the shooter, right? She at first thought it was a cop, but obviously he did not have, you know, in the United States, all the cops in full armor will have like NYPD or FBI or whatever. You know, it would be painted on the helmet and on either side of the jacket so that people know who this is.
Right.
This guy had no identification, okay? So it was a big guy. And, you know, what's interesting is the high kill ratio. Not that many students were wounded. Those who were hit were killed, meaning that the shooters are experienced in combat. They know how to kill people. They've done it before. You know, they've been on raids. They plug people dead.
I agree. Now, we're to believe that somehow Nicky Cruz took his full body armor, mask, AR-15, extra magazines, and hiked it up to the third floor without being seen. That's what we're supposed to believe, right?
Yeah. And then everyone's got to understand this is a high security school. The gates are locked. There's only one way entrance in and out. The gate is electronically locked. It's monitored by CCTV. And to get in, you would have to talk to one of the staffers inside. The other mystery that I pointed out as a school security guard, it's called a school resource officer, or SRO,
right.
Scott Peterson wasn't there that day.
Funniest thing.
And a top school administrator said several teachers had told her he was gone that day. He did, you know, he was called away. He was called away.
They didn't know where he went.
Now, who could have called him away?
Right.
Well, he's a deputy sheriff. Only the sheriff, the office of the sheriff could have called him away.
Correct.
And this sheriff is one of the dirtiest cops in America. Roger Stone called Sheriff Scott Israel. He called him an incompetent, a punk, a liar, and a thief. Okay, he was running Scott Peterson. I mean, excuse me, Scott Israel. And the name speaks for itself. You know, as I say, everyone in this affair is Jewish. Scott Israel ran SWAT in Broward County, which is right next to Miami, okay? And anyone who remembers Miami Vice remembers the Miami Vice pair, those two detectives. They went after dirty cops and dirty politicians all the time.
And that was,
cops
that was all
for the cocaine
that was
dealer.
All based
so,
in,
you know,
in
this is what we're up against, okay?
Right. It was all based in Broward County.
It's a country down there. As if we
That's
said, name
right.
Meyer Lansky, the Gulfstream racetrack, casinos galore, pedophile capital, Hollywood down there. It's called Hollywood, Florida, which is in Broward County. Pedophile capital of the United States. That's where all the Haitian kids, DACA. You know, DACA, which, you know, Trump has been trying to shut down against massive operation. That's nothing but a pedophile operation. Massive pimping going on, okay?
A lot of kids, huh? Why would they bring
maybe,
all those children?
And maybe, you know, the Jewish population in your town may be really nice, honest people, and I hope they are. But down in Florida, these are the descendants of the Meyer Lansky gang, you know, Murder Incorporated. I mean, these are you know, these are people who grew up being gangsters, okay? They're third-generation gangsters.
Don't think that all the gangsters were Sicilian, all right? Let's put it that way.
Oh, the Sicilians are the ones who went to jail.
That's right.
Okay? Now, they're the ones who took the fall, took the rap, okay? Murder Incorporated, Lucky Luciano was Sicilian, but the other fellow in there, what's his name? I forget his name now. Warren Beatty made a movie about him, yeah? Anyway, Jewish, okay? So the Jewish gangsters mostly got away.
Meyer Lansky was the biggest Jewish member of the organized mob in America, Lansky.
Yeah, he had all the money. He was the bookkeeper. He banked all the money. Okay,
he
banked.
He shared a mistress with John Kennedy. He didn't like that.
There you go.
We're
talking about big mob connect. Now the other problem we have that the enforcers for the mob belong to the secret ultra orthodox secret society. It's like a posse or a vigilante group called Shomrim. And they have this code. They go out there. When you hear about these scuffles about Jewish vigilante beating up little black boys or Hispanic boys, that's these guys. And they have a rule called the Mesira, which means one Jew under Talmudic law cannot testify against another Jew in a goyim or a heathen court. Okay? It's code of secrecy. Okay, it's stronger even than what the Sicilians have.
Wow.
All right, it's
wow.
Like only one or two people in history in America have ever broken the Mesira Code because they'll kill you. If you do that, you're a Moser. And not the first step, they'll ostracize you so the whole Jewish community knows you broke the rule. You ratted out another Jew, you know? Okay? Even though the guy may be a rapist, a murderer, and whatever, and even though he may harm Jewish people, if he works for the Jewish mob, you cannot testify. If you do, first they'll ostracize you, and then they'll put a hit on you. They'll kill you.
What is the name of this?
And the whole point is the Hasidic group is the core of it, and the headquarters of the Lubavitcher movement in Broward County, Palm Beach County, is in Parkland. Parkland is the center of the Jewish secret society vigilante group.
Yeah.
So we and these guys, every able-bodied adult in there. Now these guys are born in America, okay? They may be from Lithuania, Poland originally, immigrants, but they were born. These are all second, third generation guys. Every able-bodied man in that group has to go over to Israel and join the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, for 2 years. And most of them have served in Gaza. You know, there's been brutal fighting since 2006, house-to-house fighting inside Gaza. They just go in there and kill everybody, essentially, okay? So This is the kind of people we're talking about. These are ruthless killers, all right?
This is remarkable. What is the name of that group again? Shomrim?
Shomrim. Yeah, Shomrim. Yeah, okay. That's the name of the group. That's why it's, you know, there's not a lot of information about them because they have this code of secrecy. But, I've been dealing with these guys when I lived in New York, man. They were, you couldn't walk across, because I lived in Brooklyn for a while. You couldn't walk across their area without being accosted. You know, they'd throw you against the wall. I mean, it was just, you say, who the hell do you think they are? And they said, you don't come here anymore. I don't know, what are you talking about? This is a public sidewalk here, right? You don't own this sidewalk. And they said, they're just ruthless. They're out of their minds, these people. So this is what hit Florida. Now, how come then were five Jewish children and they're killed? Well, these were all the children of liberal Jews. They hate liberal Jews worse than they hate the Goyim, okay? I mean, they think liberal Jews are traitors. These women, you see most girls are heavy makeup on. They have a morality patrol. In their community. Huh. So parts of Bedford Stuyvesant, Crown Heights especially, all the women can't wear much makeup. They got dressed. It's just like the Arab world, okay? Just like the Salafists, they're the same thing. Same sort of creatures. They're fanatics, okay? What can I say, Call me an anti-Semite. Well, that's what it's like in the Semitic world. It's narrow-minded, bigoted, very subdivided into these cults, okay? Religious fanatics. It's sad to say, but, try living over there for a while in Saudi Arabia or Qatar or Israel, for matter. Yeah?
No thanks. Okay.
So that's why I'm saying, I know a lot about this world. I've been around. I lived in Brooklyn. I know the Jewish society, okay? I got nothing against most Jews, but there is this obnoxious criminal part of it, and gangsters. And fanatics, and then unfortunately they've converged into one sort of monstrosity, and they're doing some horrible things in the Middle East, in Palestine, as we know, okay? They backed ISIS and all that.
Right.
And they did this thing in Florida. There's no doubt that they did this in Florida. There's absolutely no doubt. And I'm kind of critical of the alt-right websites, because, like Breitbart, they don't dare mention any of this.
Oh, no, they drop. They won't even drop it. They won't get near it. They won't drop it. They won't get
they
near it.
They won't come near the Florida story. They won't come near it. There's a taboo.
Well, who runs Breitbart? Come on. Breitbart is a Jewish operation, right?
It is.
So.
Well, that's what we're finding about a lot of these white supremacist groups. They're choking on this. Okay. Now, the one white supremacist group in Tallahassee that was blamed, called Republic of Florida, in my newest article, part three, I trace that back. The whole thing was an ADL fraud, Anti-Defamation League.
Right.
They cooked this whole thing up, and they were helped by an insider at Polygon. That's what Polygon is. It's a gaming company, and they run a blog space for all the gamers. Uh-huh. There used to be an alt-right one, which they revived for one night, Valentine's night. Suddenly, this alt-right space comes up, and they talk about, they told ABC News, Nicholas Cruz has been seen hanging around with Jordan Jarrett, the head of the Republic of Florida. He was trained on shooting guns in Tallahassee and all that. And then I trace this back. Jordan Jarrett says, "No, man, these guys called me up. The ADL called me up way early in the morning. I can't, they've hammered him, peppered him with questions, and they put words in his mouth, essentially. He never said that stuff, he said. Then it turns out that this Polygon, the co-chair, or the, what do you call it, the one leading executive is this guy, Ezra Klein. He's a blogger, used to be with the Washington Post, okay?
Uh-huh.
He went over to Polygon, and, I'm basically saying that he's the one who invented this, cockamamie story, all right? He's the one who tried to link Nicholas Cruz, who is Jewish, he tried to link them to this white supremacist group. Mm-hmm. And it was a big lie. And made the headlines. It was run all over the place on February 15th. And then even after Jareb made his disclaimer, he said, I didn't say that stuff. I never met the guy. I never heard of the guy. Yeah.
Right. Now,
so this is a major propaganda campaign, which is another fingerprint, another sign that this was a Jewish operation from the get-go. Okay, all the insiders, ADL, all the main Zionist groups had to have a fingerprint on there. Now, they're the ones who killed the Parkland students. So it's a joke what we're seeing from the people like David Hall. I mean, this is nonsense, that punk, okay?
Oh, this is, you've written two pieces on this already.
Three. There's been
okay.
Three. Yeah.
This is the third part, Commando Strike in Parkland.
Yeah.
Part three.
Yeah, so I expose this whole ADL thing. I mean, there are so many Jewish fingerprints. I mean, and anyone reads it will know. And I appeal to liberal American Jews. I said, yo, you guys are American citizens. You believe in the Constitution that protects you, protects right. Your right to go to your synagogue.
Right, right.
Why are you standing with these terrorists in your community? Okay? You understand?
You did the right thing. You got to call him out.
These Americans, they don't want to break with Shinzo Abe. But I said, he's the guy who's poisoning you. He's killing your kids.
He sure is.
Just because he's Japanese, who cares? Okay, he's a murderer, okay?
Right.
You have to understand, I don't care what ethnic group you're with.
Murder is murder, for God's sake.
You do what's right, especially if you're an American citizen. You're loyal to the USA, the Constitution, all that, it is amazing how the Jewish community has not stood up and denounced these people because they're afraid. Okay, it's fear. If a Jew stands up against them, they'll be killed and they'll get away with it. Is terrorism.
Oh, yeah.
This is what you call terrorism, vigilantism at its worst. Okay, these guys complain about the KKK. This is way worse than the KKK. Okay,
sure,
way
it is.
Worse.
Of course, it is. Yeah, okay. ADL, always a damn lie, right? ADL?
Yeah, always a damn lie. That's perfect, yes. Exactly. Yeah, the head of a guy named Greenblatt is the head of the ADL. He used to work in the Obama White House as the director of social innovation.
Innovation.
We're seeing the same thing. Democrat Party, the Jewish Zionist controlled. And Broward County, where the school shooting is the home district of Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
We'll get into DW.
The congresswoman who hired that Pakistani group, right? The Awan family, Ibrahim Awan.
Yep.
Who set up monitoring all through the House of Representatives on behalf of the Saudis and the Pakistanis. Okay? She's a traitor. Okay? She's a traitor. And she's linked. Everyone knows, I mean, it's common knowledge, she's linked to the murderer Seth Rich and Sean Lucas. We have this murderous witch in holding the seat in Broward County where the Parkland School is going on, and now they're raising a big fuss about anti-Semitism, gun control, because she doesn't want this. See, the Awan trial, the Awan case is up for trial. He hasn't been put on trial yet. He was arrested trying to flee.
No, okay, he's still.
And
that's right.
At the airport.
Is he out on bail?
And
I wonder.
Trial is coming up this year, and they know they're going to. If that trial comes up, the Democrats are going to lose six most powerful, most well-funded seats in America in state of Florida.
You got
Ted
it.
Ted Deutch. Yeah, he takes that Boca Raton. That's Wexler, Robert Wexler. See, Robert Wexler is actually the guy who gave Awan the immigration papers. Okay. And brought him over. The CIA or somebody recruited.
I didn't know that.
No, USID. Awan was working for USID in Pakistan, okay? And he was shipped over to America. And Wexler appointed him to the House of Representatives to run the computers there because he was making the deal. Wexler is in charge of the Arab Spring, okay? He was in charge of the Arab Spring. So he had to make this good faith deal with the Saudis, Qataris, all the Arab sheikdoms. So he put Awan in there and said, you look at our computers and you will see we're not double dealing. That's how that began, the Awan case.
Unreal.
You know how many people got killed by ISIS, their little monster they created?
Oh, God. That's just sickening.
Okay, so this is really ugly stuff that these Jewish politicians don't want you to see.
And when they control the media.
They don't dare have this stuff come out, that they put... a Saudi Pakistani spy into the House of Representatives.
You're only going to hear
every bit of every email of every House member.
Yeah, Yeah. Stand by, Yoshi. We got to take
a
break.
This is incredible treason. Okay, there's no way. I don't know how to say it. Treason that led to mass murder.
It is indeed. All right, hold on a minute. I got to take a break. We'll come right back. Yoichi Shimatsu. Yoshi has just written another piece, a third piece, about this Parkland High School horror. And it looks very much now like it is a professional job, professional assassins. And this kid, mind-controlled, programmed, will take the fall like the rest of them. He was apparently in line to inherit $800,000 from his mother, who died in November. Said to be very close to that woman. She wasn't his birth mother, but it doesn't matter. Now the people who were taking care of him are filing in court to try to get hold of his inheritance, his $800,000. What the hell? This is crazy. So anyway,
yeah,
there we are.
Yeah, woman, Deschamp. She's a friend, supposedly a friend of the mother. You know?
Right.
And she took the boys into her trailer home. But kicked them out. She didn't like the boys, you know, knife and gun collection. Kicked them out.
Right.
Charged them $2,500 for room and board. I'm sure she didn't feed them very well. These boys are scrawny. You know? They're underfed, obviously, for years. And claim stewardship over. Well, what happened? The mother died last November, and she had to go to court. Basically, a file for ownership of the property. She was living off the income from the rental properties that her former husband, Roger Cruz, had owned. And so she was trying to get it back because she wanted to give a college education to the boys, obviously. You know, she was dying and they needed the money. And so this woman's trying to steal it from her, okay? And then she filed on the day after the shooting, she filed to steal the boys' money. Okay, this is incredible. I mean, you know, Florida is not a paradise. I mean, these are some wretched people. It's like Southern California. You know, all the beach. You know, the beaches seem to attract the worst kind of people in the world. You know,
well, Florida, as you've said, Florida has been a refuge, a main venue for crime and criminality for over half a century. Easy.
TV series, the greatest TV series in American history, Miami Vice, says it all, right?
That does.
Miami Vice says it all. Yeah. Nothing's changed. Yeah. Nothing at all has changed. Yeah. It's gotten worse, okay?
Go ahead.
Yeah? Yeah, we're talking about mind control. Yeah. The boys' psychologist, the most recent psychologist, is a guy named Dr. David Lubin. Another Jewish name here. As I'm saying, this is a cast of Jewish characters, all of them, surrounding this boy. The boy himself is Jewish.
Yeah.
He was born a Jew. His mother was Jewish, okay?
Right. Exactly.
He was adopted at birth.
Right.
Okay, from a Jewish mother. So this boy somehow, he's somehow cursed. You know, it's like somehow, you know, he's been cursed since birth. It's been a terrible experience for this kid. And now his psychiatrist who is in Sunrise, Florida, okay, in St. Broward County, he comes out of U.S. military intelligence, okay, along with his most recent so-called foster home where he's been staying. That guy also, the Steed, he's also, Steed is also military intelligence, and they both sort of work in the same area, the psychiatrist and his host, Steed. The psychiatrist works in neuropsychology and is based on better training of the mind to fulfill functions. Okay,
that's called mind control.
Or like a rat through a maze.
Exactly.
Some rats can work through a maze better than others,
yeah.
And you will look at the examine the brains of that rat, and that happens in humans. There's a program at Florida International University where Dr. Lubin is a professor, and he teaches. They get grants from the Department of Defense and all that, okay? And also Carnegie Foundation is huge in this area. So basically, he went to Auburn, which is a real specialty. They use MRI scans to try to figure out how can we make humans obey instructions better. This is the whole program. How do we make humans obey their instructions better?
That's mind control, Yoshi. It's all mind
exactly.
control.
Exactly. Exactly. And Sneed is in radio electromagnetics. He's in radio communications, but he does research on creating nodes. Where do the radio waves sort of converge in space? This is, it's an area of studies I'm not too well familiar with, but it's about electromagnetics. And what makes this very curious, Nicholas Cruz said he heard voices in his head tell him to go out there and shoot people. Okay? Then, January last year, just last year, okay, in January, there was a Fort Lauderdale shooter. He was a National Guardsman, had served in the Army, okay?
Remember?
And he went. He was up in Anchorage, Alaska, where HAARP is located, HAARP, right, the HAARP facility.
Right.
He goes to the FBI office and said, the CIA is sending electromagnetic signals to my brain, to my head, telling me to go out and kill people.
That's two for two.
And I want to. They want me to join this group called the Islamic State, ISIS. They're telling me I have to go over to the Middle East and join, volunteer for ISIS. It's all happening inside my head based on radio waves. Okay, are we starting to see what's going on here in Florida? Okay. So the guy comes down to Fort Lauderdale. Let's tell him to come down. You go back to, go down to Fort Lauderdale. Why is he flying to Florida? Why did he go there? Why does he go to the airport and shoot people? They have to eliminate him. He's a test subject who talked to the wrong FBI agent. Okay.
He had to go
in there and be put away.
Right.
Okay, now Nicholas Cruz looks like another victim, another test subject. He disappeared for at least two months this last autumn after he was kicked out of school. No one knows his whereabouts.
No, he vanished.
There are a lot of psychological facilities there in Florida, all privately run.
Yep.
The state, they farm it out to private companies.
Easy to, his brain is probably just like a blackboard now. They just wipe it off and write something else on it. Hey, look at the kid. Look in his eyes.
A long period of therapy for him ever to approach Scarnelli again after what they've done.
I don't think he could ever come back. Look at his eyes.
Basically MK Ultra. He's been MK Ultra.
He's been wiped. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is sad.
Now, while we're on the topic, the only non-Jewish name that comes up in this whole scandal, because it is a scandal. It's a conspiracy. Israeli Mossad, Shomron conspiracy. That's what's really gone on, this whole attack thing. All the key people that are involved in manipulating the sheriff and so on. Sheriff was, by the way, he was the Shomron Man of the Year. That's like saying, oh, we're so proud. Oh, the sheriff here in Biloxi. He's a member of the KKK, Man of the Year.
That's the same exact thing, a perfect parallel.
The same exact thing, he belongs to a secret society.
Wow.
What the hell kind of sheriff is that in a place like that? You got people from all kinds of ethnicity, a lot of immigrants and all that, and the man is loyal to this Zionist enterprise. It's beyond comprehension how these people think they can just flaunt their Zionism to everyone, and they're going to get away. Now they have this boy named, what's his name? What was the agent's name again? I just mentioned his name. Who's been the chief proponent for gun control coming out of the school. He's a student at the school. Probably planted,
too. I can't remember his
name. What was his name? I forget his name now. Hogg. Yeah, David Hogg.
H-O-G-G.
Hogg. So he's definitely not Jewish.
Pronounced Hogg, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. His father worked for James Comey in the FBI.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Yeah, he's one of Comey's appointees. He was at Los Angeles Airport, okay? Now, he married to a woman in Florida who was she's a teacher. She went to see the CNN headquarters on a VIP tour. Mm-hmm. CNN treated her like a VIP, okay? But the father, not much reporting there. Kevin Hogg was the FBI agent in charge of LAX. This is when He allowed this Muslim Nigerian to board a plane without a ticket or a passport, okay, at LAX. He okayed it, okay? This is pretty amazing. This is back in 2011. Guy was Olajide Noibi, okay? Uh-huh. He boarded without a ticket. This was when the CIA was building a group called Boko Haram in that part of the world. This guy's a radical Muslim, and they tried to erase that. They scrubbed all of that about what he was doing and why he was trying to sneak over there, because they wanted him to get across there. He had a U.S. passport, supposedly stolen, but they didn't. They wanted to, you know, they wanted to scrub the background, right? This guy's
right.
going in there.
Right.
He's going in there to join Boko Haram, and CIA's running him. And Kevin Hogg is letting him go through. He authorized it. He said, yeah, let him through. He's got no passport. He doesn't have Nigerian passport. Let him board the plane. And Virgin Air, which is a British airline, said, hey, the guy's sitting in his seat with a fake ticket, okay, with a used ticket. That's the only reason the thing was stopped. If Virgin Airline didn't do their own security check, he would be over there right now, probably a big captain in Boko Haram, going around killing people and kidnapping Christian girls.
They kidnapped 100 girls from a school today, the story came across.
But today, they're still kicking, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's a CIA operation in which Kevin Hogg was the key player. And the CIA had to pull him out. He's a former Air Force pilot, you see. He came out of Air Force intelligence.
Huh? I see.
So they had to pull him out of the FBI within 3 years, because a lot of FBI agents are wondering, what the hell's going on here? You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, how come this guy's, you know, this is blatant violation. What is going on? What's behind this thing? Nigerian, too. Yeah, they're all suspect of being, you know, internet criminals, dealers, and all that. So then he goes back to Florida, okay? He goes back to Florida, where he pops up again with his two kids mouthing off about gun control. Is one of his kids is sort of dyslexic, his son. So obviously Kevin Hogg is running him, you know? He's another, probably been through some psychiatric care, because he's got a learning disorder and he's dyslexic, okay?
Right, right, right.
So he can give a good speech for a while, then he'll stutter and stop and the cameras have to go off of him.
Yeah. Got more, updating this Islamic State organization, Boko Haram. They have now apparently recovered 48 of the schoolgirls. 46 of them are still missing. So
Well, they want to impregnate them, you know, so the children, and then force them to convert to Islam, so they have all these child soldiers, you know, to increase their forces. Yeah, you know?
That's right.
So this whole thing goes back to the Arab Spring. Robert Wexler, Democrat congressman from Boca Raton, Florida, which is in Palm Beach County.
Yes.
And he was a mentor. He was basically the one who first financed and encouraged Debbie Wasserman Schultz, okay, to go into politics. He was her senior. And he ran the Iwan team, and he had her take her over in the House. Trial's supposed to come up. Now suddenly she changes the issue with gun control in the area she can totally control through the Shomrim.
Right.
Militia group, this vigilante group, Sheriff Scott is. Oh, the guy who called. Yeah, did I tell you that it was Roger Stone, right? It was
Roger Stone. A punk, a thief, and whatever.
Sheriff, we just emphasize that point. This is in 2006 election when he was running for sheriff. Called him an incompetent punk, a liar, and a thief.
It's a direct
quote.
And anyone
who's watched Miami Vice knows those dirty cops. You know, they go in, storm a house, can't find the drugs. Broward County had their own crack lab, okay? They were making crack inside the police police department there.
Making their own evidence.
Yeah, well, if you bust through the door, this ain't a drug deal. There's no drugs in here, you know? This is a Baptist Christian.
No, there are now.
We should take some drugs out of this plastic bag and drop it here on top of the victim and throw a Saturday Night Special on top of his body. They did this all the time. There's nothing surprising. If there's any money around, if it was a real deal, the police would steal it, pocket it. This is what Miami Vice tried saying. You know, these guys driving Ferraris, wearing Armani suits, and Versace clothes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea, the cops were stealing everything from the drug dealer or getting, or it was a dirty deal. Drug dealers were giving them stuff, okay? You know, that's what the show was all about. There were senators there, you know, on the show who were on the payroll, the Colombian cocaine traffickers and all that. It was an amazing show, which is why you never see a sequel to Miami Vice. Michael Mann, the director, he's Jewish. He's a good guy, though. He's an American Jew. He wanted to do sequels for the last 10, 15 years. And the big TV stations say, no way, no way are it going to be another Miami Vice. And now we see why. You see? Broward County,
absolutely.
Do you understand why we do not see another Miami Vice talking about dirty cops, paid off cop politicians working for the drug traffickers, child, you know, DACA, you know, this child, infiltrated child prostitutes in from Haiti, you know, all the big businesses that are making the Southwest and move Southwest happening. Jewish control of the fast loan industry, a payday to give you a fast loan, 300% interest rate.
Is it 300?
Interest rate on that loan. Gambling, you know, racetracks, casinos. This Parkland School is right in the middle of all that.
Unreal.
All psychiatrists. Yeah, well, everything, every part of this is part of the Jewish mafia story. The remnant, not the remnants, the legacy of Meyer Lansky. And he was the guy behind the Bay of Pigs. Don't ever forget that. He had casinos in Havana that he wanted to take back.
They wanted them back.
So he raised a huge army there in Florida and invaded Cuba. And they got massacred. You know, John F. Kennedy, the reason John F. Kennedy died, you know, he said, this is crazy, man. We're not going to be able to do this. The Cubans and Russians are going to wipe us out.
He grounded the.
And so he had to call off the air support.
He said, this is
going to be suicidal. We're going to lose a crazy army.
Right.
They'll all be prisoners, and they're going to ask us to bail them out. So Kennedy stopped it. Then, within a year and a half, Kennedy was dead. They were gunned down by the Meyer Lansky organization in Dallas. You know, the key guy in this whole thing was a guy named Jack Rubenstein. Okay?
Yeah.
Jack Ruby.
Right. Yep.
Jewish guy, hitman, killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
Lee Harvey Oswald was all over Florida. He was stalking RFK, Robert Kennedy, Attorney General, at Homestead Air Base in Florida. Okay? So, you know, the Kennedy assassination, Bay of Pigs, all these, just one disaster after the other. Now the latest from this gang of Jewish criminals is Parkland School Massacre. Okay? Directly their deal. All right? The same thing. It's our Bay of Pigs in America. You got that?
Unreal.
No, it's unreal. Not unreal. I wish it was unreal.
No, it's
all conspiracy theory.
Yoshi,
these are no crisis actors.
It's
nothing like that.
No.
This is the real deal. It's right in our face, and people, nobody wants to face up to the fact because of the three-letter word, J-E-W. They won't face this fact that we face the greatest threat to American national security is this organized crime, militia, vigilante that's corrupted law enforcement, corrupted Congress, got their hands inside the White House staff, you know, have taken over the American. Not a Jew, you can't get ahead, okay? You know, they control television, they control Hollywood, they got it all, okay? And until Americans are willing to face up with this, you know, forget it. As far as the alt-right is concerned, all the so-called conspiracy theories, like, if you want to keep going with your crisis actors, good. I hope you get a check from Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It should be coming soon.
That's funny. No, it's in our face.
Yeah,
it's in our face.
It's a massive thing, okay?
Yeah.
It's a massive thing.
You're the only one to put it together and present it. You know, and you said something earlier to me, that why are people afraid to say the word Jew? Jews aren't. Why are we afraid?
Yeah.
We collectively.
No, Jews hate each other. And Jews if you tell this to a liberal Jew in a bar or something, they say, boy, I'm glad someone outside our community is aware of what's happening. I mean, you know, they're glad to hear that you know. They don't hate me for it. They'll call me an anti-Semite. You know? They say, I'll buy the next round of beer. You know? That's what they'll say. Yeah. So it's an open secret. And why is America so politically sensitive about this issue?
We've been trained. We've been trained. It all goes back to the Holocaust. Feel sorry for them. They've been terribly brutalized, so we can't even mention their name without offending them. We don't want to take
that
chance.
Well, this is where they're going after this the president of Poland, who said Poland has no role in. And he's right, historically. You know, because I know a lot about that.
He is right.
Sugihara was there.
Yeah, yeah.
The government in Poland is the... Their predecessor was the Free Polish Movement. You know, they were the, you know, when the Germans and the Russians came in and partitioned Poland to start World War II in the late 1930s, the Polish government had to flee to Sweden, where they set up. And they were deeply hostile to both the Germans and the Russians. They
That's
wanted their country back.
That's another thing you never hear about, the invasion of Poland from the east. You only hear about the dirty German invasion from the west.
Yeah. But the problem is that the German Jewish population, you know, a lot of Poland was already under the German heel then, you know, it was part of the Prussia. But the German-speaking Jews, they couldn't stand the Slavic Poles, the Poles who spoke Polish. They thought they were scumbags. They want them to marry their nice German Jewish daughters and all that.
Right.
And they were the ones who were the most militant supporters of Hitler. I mean, they were more supportive of Hitler than anyone else was. You know, that's what I mentioned, I think, in my first article. Schoenrim, back in 1938.
Yeah.
They provided, when Nazi officials came to New York City, okay, they provided all the bodyguards for them. That's how loyal they were to the Nazi regime.
Well, over 150,000 German Jews fought
in the
German military.
Because they hate the Slavic Jews. You know, they said these are creatures. They're animals.
Yeah, they're
not like us. They're not
Bolsheviks.
The good Jews. These are the
right.
This is our shadow. You know, this is the stuff we can't handle. Yeah. Okay.
Right. You got it. Listen.
So that's what a lot of this Holocaust myth is all about. It's a way for the German Jews after war that, we were victims. You know, we had nothing to do with this. We love our Polish Jewish brothers, right?
Not true.
You understand this game that's been going on?
Yes, incredible game.
And that's what's controlled Israel, is this so-called Polish Jews, a lot more German Jews. That's what a lot of the Sephardic Jews are saying, these are European Jews. This is hell. We don't like them. The Ethiopian Jews said, we're getting deported by these guys. They're a pack of Nazis. Well, guess what? They are. You know, I mean, you know, I hate to say that about Benjamin Netanyahu and company. You know?
The truth is the truth. It's right there. And thank God there are a few people brave enough to say it.
The truth is, if Jews didn't persecute, murder, deport, like George Soros, okay, deport other Jews.
Oh, yeah.
There wouldn't have been a Holocaust.
No. They wouldn't have been
Holocaust.
Put in camps. They wouldn't have been running.
They
nothing.
Put their family squabble right into the middle of German politics. German brothers get rid of these Polish, Slavic, Russian, you know, Ukrainian scumbags. Yeah?
Yep. Yoshi's article is entitled Commando Strike in Parkland is a Polygon Puzzle. Look for it at the top of headlines. It's right there, right below the Korean stories. You got to read this. Read parts one and parts two. They're in his columnist box on the left-hand side. This is the only person who's telling the truth about this. This was an operation. It was not another lone gunman. It was a big op. And the body armor and the face mask and the weapon were apparently piled up rather neatly in the hallway in the school. And nobody saw. Remember, nobody. How are you going to convict Nicholas Cruz when nobody saw him? Nobody can ID him.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right? All right. Yoshi, thank you. Brilliant work, as always. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, let's hope that people wake up and we have to stop this madness. You got to stop these vigilantes, this conspiracy in Congress. It has to be stopped now. Donald Trump's in. He's new. He's got to put his foot down. If he doesn't do it, he's going to be eaten alive by these people.
Oh, yeah. They'll tear him up. They'll shred him.
Yeah.
You got it. All right. Thanks, Josh.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Good night. Very good.
Again, Commando Strike in Parkland is a Polygon Puzzle. Take a look at it, read it, and listen to this program again. Listen closely to what he says. The man's got it. He's got it. It's amazing. We will be back in 21 hours tomorrow night. Take care.